So Gilbert Gottfried on a statewide tour. Guys, early 60s. It's incredible, man. He sat in the studio with us last week on our daily show in Phoenix as he was getting set for a big weekend here in Phoenix of dates. But comedian Gilbert Gottfried, you know him from Aflac. You know him from the Aristocats joke movie documentary. Iago the parrot in Aladdin. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Also one of the greatest roasters of all time on the Comedy Channel.
So here you go. Enjoy about good 12, 15, 30. Okay, just enjoy some good time with Gilbert Gottfried here in the Freak Nation. He joins us now here in the Freak Nation. And Gilbert, you walked into the studio and we immediately started talking about Robert Kraft, the owner of the Patriots, six-time Super Bowl champion. Does that surprise you that an NFL owner would be involved in prostitution?
He was just picking up prostitutes?
Yes.
This is like, you know, like with all that's happening now, all the weird news stories, this is like the most lame one. You know, it's kind of like, you know, if he had killed those hookers, then at least you go, oh, okay, well, now we can report it. But with everything else that's happening, this is the greatest time for him to be caught with those hookers, because the other news stories are so much better. I mean, the guy with the Nigerians beating him up. I mean, that alone, it's an overdose. You know, the hooker thing, I thought, that's it? He picked up hookers? So what? But they're also legalizing Nigerians beating you up. Yeah, that's a new thing that's being legalized now. Because it used to be against the law. I didn't know that. But now you can legally get two Nigerian brothers who are muscle men to beat you up. Yes.
And all you have to do is write a check.
Yes. Yeah. And they said he was hoping to get a salary increase. But how do you do that? I mean, what would they say? He got beaten up by Nigerians. We'll have to give him more money on the show.
Yeah, you put that under your skills on your resume.
Yeah.
You get beat up by Nigerian brothers.
Yes.
Yeah. It's the American dream.
And survive.
And the best part about that is he originally reported it as two white guys. And then when you saw these guys, you go, oh, my God. Yeah, it's not just black, but Nigerian.
So you're going to ask someone to whoop your ass. Gilbert Gottfried here in the studio. So you're going to get your ass kicked by a couple of Nigerians.
Yes.
And you pay them with a check, Gilbert?
Yeah, not the brightest thing. Yeah, he's done... This is what... Oh, my favorite part of this whole thing is that they're bringing experts to comment on it, like whatever, you know, head, you know, psychologist or whatever on TV. And they brought Reverend Al Sharpton to be outraged about this horrible hoax that was pulled on the American public. And I thought, you know, doesn't he see the irony here?
It seems like Al Sharpton is the go-to expert on so many things these
yes.
days.
Yeah.
Like, come on, Al Sharpton, what's he doing right now? Give him a call. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, well, Gilbert Gottfried, so this is all material for you. I mean, being a stand-up comic, all of it, but it allows for the pool to be deeper, I guess. Now or in the 80s and 90s, which was a better time to be a comic?
I don't know. For me, never.
Oh. You could do the C option.
Yeah. I don't know. It's like, and whenever people say, oh, this is a crazy time period or a time when people need to laugh, I go, you know, as opposed to when? like when the Black Plague was going on, that was like a lighter time. So people, you know, the Great Depression was, you know, okay, you know.
But to his point, though, the freedom to crack any joke in the 80s is almost done.
Obsolete.
Given where we are now, correct?
Oh, you mean as far as people getting offended?
Yeah.
Forget it. It's insane. It's like everybody feels good about being outraged.
But do you find yourself, though, where something's about to come out of your mouth and you've got to run it through that filter, that politically correct filter? Now, even in a GDM comedy club?
Yeah, it's very weird. I like to think that it's like when Nixon was in office, it was right around that time when the hippies were, there were protests and love-ins and dropping LSD and all this. And the Nixon administration said they came up with some phrase that it was like about the moral majority. Like, that meant that there was this moral majority that isn't hippies and stuff like that. But they're quiet. You don't hear about it. So I like to think that the majority of people understand what their joke is. And they're just the ones that like to be offended are the most noisy.
Are you the kind of comedian, Gilbert Gottfried, who wants people to put their cell phones like in a bag before the show or not?
I don't do it, but I totally understand it now. Oh, God. It's that crazy. Because people are going to record it. They'll put it on the air and gives them more things to complain about.
Exactly. And it's like, wait a minute. It could be great advertising for your show for the next city where you're going, but at the same time, somebody's going to be offended.
Yes.
And then it's going to go into a tailspin on Twitter of something negative.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Oh, it's totally crazy.
When you come into...
Wait. I got to also... My website's gilbertgottfried.com. And my podcast is Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast. Also on this thing called Cameo.
Now, what the hell is that?
That's that thing that Brett Favre got in trouble for, where they hire you to do these messages.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And he inadvertently did one for the American Nazi Party.
That's right.
I just want to say, if the American Nazi Party is willing to pay, I'll do messages for ISIS if they'll pay. Oh, and I'd like to come back to this country, even though I was a member of it. Yeah. That's my other favorite story.
The 15-year-old that chose to move overseas, become part of ISIS, now wants back.
Yeah,
right. Yeah. That would be kind of like if when America won World War II, if Hitler came back and said, you know, I was a little naive. I guess I was overzealous.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry.
You do so many things that you're just embarrassed about.
Gilbert, you've got a birthday next week. When do you stop giving a damn about your age?
Oh, that, it becomes important later on. It's like when you're younger, you go, I just turned 18 and it's cool. Now it's like you forget about you try to forget about your birthdays.
When did that start?
I don't know. A while ago.
Right?
Yeah.
4-0? When the hell was it?
I don't know. Birthdays become more and more depressing each year.
But your kids want to keep bringing them up. They love birthdays.
Yes, yes.
Dad.
I wish there were other, if they'd invent a holiday where they could bring out a cake and I could eat the cake and not have a birthday. Oh, this is an important news story. You can legally sing happy birthday in movies and TV now.
I forgot that was illegal.
Yeah, because how many movies have you watched? Movies and TV shows, they'll bring out a cake and go, for he's a jolly good fellow. And you go, I've never been to a party where anybody sang for he's a jolly good fellow. But it would take you out of the movie. And now, because you had to pay for Happy Birthday. Now I think it's...
You're just making this up.
Yeah, no, I've never heard anything like this before.
No,
yeah.
you had to pay for it. I understand you could never sing. Yeah. Did this law or the patent finally expire or something?
Yeah, I think the patent expired. Now you can legally sing. It's one of those things that would take me out of movies like, give me a call. I'm at 555. Yeah, right. Yeah, it's like... You know, and that would ruin every movie.
Hey, will kids walk up to you or parents walk up to you and just have you talk to their kid to say, this is the parrot from Aladdin?
No, usually when I talk to children, the parents run and pull them away.
Because I know my daughter, if she heard your voice, she would say, that's the guy from Aladdin.
Yeah. No, what? Sometimes it happens. Yeah.
Dude, your voice is one of a kind.
And, well, the strangest story with my voice and voiceovers is there was an article in the Times, and that's how I found out about it. It was like this Ron Suskind, who's a writer... He had a son who was autistic, and his son was dropping deeper and deeper into the autism where he wasn't talking to his own parents. And he'd spend the whole day watching Disney animated cartoons. That he was just obsessed with watching it. And one day the father went into the room and he saw that he had a puppet of my character, Iago the Parrot from Aladdin, because he had a lot of Disney paraphernalia. And the father put on the puppet on his hand, and he started imitating my voice and saying, hello, Owen, how are you? And the son responded like it was an old friend. Like that he could respond to. And they made it into a documentary called Life Animated.
I've heard of that.
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
Yeah. It was, and it was like, because to him, that was a real person. These Disney characters were real. He could respond to them.
A young kid who was unable to speak as a child until he and his family discovered a unique way to communicate by immersing themselves into these Disney characters.
Yeah.
Wow.
When did you know you had a tool with your voice? Like, how young were you?
I don't know. Because, you know, it's funny. Like, people say with my delivery and everything on stage, when did you develop it? And who did you base it on? I think, no, I never consciously did it. It was like, to me, when people ask me that, it's like going up to someone on the street and going, you know how you move your arms when you walk? When did you first start doing that?
What I mean is, when did somebody start recognizing, hey, you've got something here? I know that you've always just talked, and it's great. And I mean, me growing up a problem child and everything, like I remembered the voice from when I was young, but you knew... At some point, there was a line where it's like, yo, I got something here.
I guess it happened. I mean, I guess it happened widespread when I got the part in Aladdin.
Did you read a selection from 50 Shades of Grey?
That's still on the website. Gilbert reads 50 Shades of Grey.
Can you remember any of that stuff?
I just remember everybody... loved how I yelled out that. I had a special talent for it. Like, Olivier's known for Hamlet, and I'm known for screaming out.
If there was a mic to drop, he would have dropped it about 30 seconds ago.
There it is.
Whoa.